Art Supply Posse. This episode is a little different to the usual format. A listener recently told me that they would like to try art journaling, but they were not sure where exactly to begin. I looked online for an answer, like we do, right? I thought I'd be able to find another guest to join us here in the posse. However, I wasn't able to find anything that really struck a chord with me. There was a lot of wiffle waffle, a lot of journals that you could buy that you could then turn into an art journal. But there wasn't really anything that spoke to me about how to answer the question of how to art journal. There were certainly plenty of things that spoke about the benefits of art journaling. But, you know, that question of how to start, where to start, I just didn't have any luck finding it. So instead of welcoming someone into the posse to talk art journaling, I thought I would share with you how I art journal. As this series progresses, because that's what it's become, a little mini series, I want you to keep that in mind. This is how I art journal. You might art journal in a completely different way, and that is totally okay. As far as I'm concerned, there are no rules when it comes to art journaling. I mean, honestly, there really aren't any rules when it comes to art, if you ask me. The way I see it, you can do whatever makes you happy. After all, that's what the whole point of this, isn't it? We sit down and we make art to make us happy. Everything else that comes with it, well, that's just extra bonuses. So I'm going to start with what is at the heart of every art journal, and that is the actual journal itself. I've got here with me a few of my completed and my unfinished art journals, and the only thing that they have in common is their differences. I have a traveler's notebook in what I think they call is the regular size, or maybe the standard size. I really can't remember. And that is actually my favorite size for art journaling. I will confess, and I think this is a safe space to do so, right? Because we are the Art Supply Posse. I have four of these. So I have one for my just art journaling of whatever needs to be put into it. I have one that I specifically take with me when I go away somewhere, so like, you know, on a holiday, for example. I have another one that I use specifically for note-taking, for study and things that I'm doing at the moment, so it sits aside and only gets used for that, and any ideas that I have around that as well. So it's not actually an art journal, but it is a journal as such because it's full of notes and things. And then the fourth one I have is actually the little passport size one. So I bought that on a whim, thinking I was going to turn it into like a little journal for my indoor plant collection. Yes, yes, I realize how that sounds, but anyhow. And I made a start on it, but realized I had bitten off more than I could chew when it comes to the time that I had prepared or that I had free to actually fill in this little thing. So I have gone over those pages with other bits and pieces and notes and scratchings, and it's now just another little art journal I have. So yeah, there's that confession. Four traveler's notebooks. Traveler's journals, actually. It's the whole thing. I love these because aside from the size, which I find is a really good size to work in, it's also really easy to buy new inserts for them, and there is a huge variety of different inserts. And yes, I also know that you can actually make your own, and if that's what you want to do, go for it. But I do like to buy a already made up insert. I just find it works for me best. It's one more thing that I don't have to do, so that's how I run. I've actually got a few of them stashed away in my drawer, so as when one is completed, I can just grab out a new insert and keep going, which I actually recently did with this one. So the one that's in my hands now has only got about 3 or 4 completed pages in it because it is that new. I also have a old Stephen King book here. It is actually a copy of It that I have turned into an art journal. So way back when I did an interview with someone whose name escapes me, which I feel terrible now that I didn't go and actually look into that. But we spoke about repurposing old books, reusing old books and turning them into, you know, journals, notebooks, artworks, whatever it is you want to do. And that sparked me to do this. I decided that it had to be a Stephen King book because he is my favorite author. And I wanted to go with It. Well, I actually wanted It or Pet Sematary. I can't remember which of the two I read first, but I do remember being in grade six and finding one of them in the school library, a book that really shouldn't have been there, but there we go, and reading it, and that's when I fell in love. So it had to be him, and it had to be one of those two books. Now, I realize that this book is like 1,100 pages long, so it's probably never realistically ever going to get filled, but I don't know. It might. The pages aren't exactly ideal for art journaling. They are really thin, but I make it work because, and you can hear me unsticking it. I think possibly you can hear me. Some of the pages have stuck together. It works because sometimes I'm only using markers. Other times I'm putting down paint first or gesso and then going back over it with something else. This is a book I pull out when I want to do something but don't want to spend a lot of time on it and don't really care if the results aren't perfect, which, to be honest with you, all of my art journals are like that. There is no perfection in them. That's part of it for me. It's just, it's creating and experimenting and playing and seeing what can happen without really caring if the end result is any good. I have actually gone over some of my older pieces before. I had a traveler's notebook that I was using and writing in, and I got maybe halfway through it and stopped because I'd had enough of it, of like just writing, journaling. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this thing? Like, I look back on it and I'm like, none of this I really care about. So what I decided to do was simply to go over the written word with other things. So I've drawn on them, I've painted on them, I have glued things onto the pages and turned them into, well, art journal pages. As I said, there are no rules. You can do whatever it is that you want to do in your art journal. Which is probably another thing I should just quickly mention is your art journal can be something that's completely and utterly personal to you, or you can show it to friends, online friends, real life friends, whatever. Like, it's not a thing, it's not a place that you have to share, you know. It's nice if you can, if you feel confident or if you want to, but sometimes your art journal pages can be quite, you know, personal. I'll get to that later in another episode. I don't want to sort of talk to it too much right now because I want to do this as short little episodes that, you know, everyone can dip into as needed. But again, an art journal is whatever you want it to be. So it can be personal, it can be public, it can be whatever. Whatever it is what it is for you in that time. So getting back to the actual journals themselves, I've also got some tiny sacred journals, quite a few of those actually, that are complete and a couple that I haven't yet finished. These are something I discovered when I did a course with Colleen Atara, who was on an episode as well a while ago. You've all heard me talk about her a few times, actually, because I really love what she does. But these are fantastic because they are tiny, so they're all smaller than my hand. Most of them fit into my palm. And they're just made from scraps of cardboard and paper and fabric and just ephemera that's floating around. And I really love them because, again, there's no rules. They are just whatever I felt like doing when I sat down at the time and did them. So some of these were made in one sitting. Others have been done in multiple sittings, multiple pages across multiple days or weeks. Just however things were at the time, that's how they went and that's how they were formed and brought into this world. And then something else I have here is another repurposed book. I've actually got a couple of these. I don't even know. Oh, I think this might have been a book I got from a secondhand store or something. Oh, no. Now I'm looking at it. No, it was a book that I bought and read and really didn't enjoy much. So I've torn pages out and glued pages together, and it's becoming an art journal. Why not, right? Why not? And I also have a couple of torn up magazines. I think they were from Inserts with Flow magazine. I've torn it in half, ripped up pages, pulled out pages, glued pages together, that whole thing, and then started adding to those pages. So the vast majority of these have gesso applied to them because the paper was really not that exciting and it had prints on it that I didn't like. So the easiest way to get rid of that is to put something on top of it. So when you're thinking about what to use as an art journal, if you're not confident with repurposing a book or a magazine, although like I urge you to try it because it is so much fun, like getting a book that's meant to be a book, you know, that is a book, and then tearing out pages and gluing pages together. Ooh, it feels really naughty. Like it feels like what you're not supposed to do. And I loved it. It's such a good feeling. It's a really good feeling. But if you don't want to do that, then before you go out to buy something, have a look around and see if you've got a stash of, maybe you've got some notebooks that you've bought because you like the cover, or someone gave them to you and you just, you know, haven't used them yet. Have a look at them. Decide if maybe you could turn them into an art journal. Because an art journal is anything. You can use any kind of book. Really, the only thing that links art journals to each other is that they have paper in them, right? That's it. I mean, okay, sure. I'm sure plastic, whatever, but you know what I mean. Like, as long as it's got paper, as long as it's got pages, let's go with pages, then it can become an art journal. For the size, I think it's a good idea to have a smaller size art journal, particularly if this is your first time art journaling. I think something too large can be overwhelming, especially if you are pressed for time, which I know so many of us are. If your pages are too big, you might just feel like there's just no way you're ever going to get a page complete, let alone a whole book. And so you'll probably find yourself just not using it. You know, you might make a start, get one or two pages done, and then that's it. So I would suggest trying something like maybe an A5 size is good. Just something that's not too big, you know, something that you can confidently get a page or two done easily and feel good about it and then want to return to. If you're thinking about the actual paper itself, well, it is a good thing, especially if you're going to be actually shopping for a journal, to try to get yourself something with heavier pages, like a heavier GSM, a heavier weight to the pages, because that will hold more things more easily. So heavier pages will handle wet media, so, you know, paint, right, a lot easier. But even things like glue, depending on what glue you're using, a heavier paper is better. It might not wrinkle or buckle so much, although if you don't mind it wrinkling or buckling or bleeding through or any of that sort of stuff, then just totally ignore that and go with whatever you like. Sometimes it's a case of simply liking the way the paper feels between your fingers. I think that sensory part of it, like the feel of things as well as the look of things, is really quite important when we're thinking about art journals particularly, because they are such a personal thing. So you've really got to like your art journal. It's got to in some way call to you, speak to you, like make you want to sit down with it and use it. So if you are going to reuse a book or a magazine, or, you know, something, perhaps you have a notebook that's floating around but the pages are thin, the other way around it is you can apply gesso onto the pages. If you don't have gesso and don't want to buy any, then you can, of course, use white acrylic paint. The heavier, the better. The thicker stuff, the thicker paint, heavier bodied is the word I was looking for. That tends to be better just because you get better coverage. But doing that just allows you to play around with more mediums within the pages of your art journal. Now, you can run with that two ways. I tend to cover most pages but leave a few that aren't covered. That way, if I decide that I want to not use something intense, like if I just want to use pencils, for example, then it's quite okay. I've just got plain paper and it works really nicely. You have that lovely smooth finish that, you know, is really nice with pencils. But, you know, as I said, there are no rules. Just approach it with as much flexibility as you can, and as much joy as you can. And then I think that's going to set you up nicely for then your own practice of art journaling. So there is a lot more that we're going to go into going forward. I just wanted this as a short little intro to art journaling, I guess. Think about why you want to art journal, and then from that, choose your actual journal itself. But before you go out and buy something, and I'm not saying don't buy something, but I am saying you would be surprised at what you've got lying around that might work. I mean, you might have pages and pages of, you know, junk mail and flyers and brochures and all this stuff you've collected. Maybe you've got travel brochures or a travel booklet or something like that from somewhere you went 10 years ago and you're like, why am I holding on to this? Turn that into an art journal. There is absolutely no reason you cannot. Those pages can easily be painted over, gessoed over. You can leave them as they are and just simply stick things on top. It's quite easy to bind a very basic little book. You know, just get together a stack of pages, fold them in half, punch some holes in it, get some string, get some... Honestly, it really doesn't matter because it's not going to see too much use. Yes, a little bit while you're actually making it, but then when it's done, it's not going to get a lot of use. So it doesn't have to be the best quality, you know, bindings. You can just whatever you've got floating around. And I've got lots of just thick, heavy string and things that I use, and it works. It really doesn't matter. But yeah, you can quite easily bind something yourself. Because there's nothing better than reusing stuff you've already got, keeping your money for, you know, for something else. So that's it for this episode. It was very short and sweet, but I hope it answered some of your questions regarding art journals and the actual journals themselves. If you have any questions, anything else that you want me to cover regarding the actual journal itself, please let me know. You can let me know via Instagram. You can let me know via email. So it's kim@artsupplyposse.com. You can send me an email and say, hey, you didn't cover X, Y, and Z, and I need to know X, Y, and Z. However you'd like to reach out to me, please do so, because, you know, I just want to help you play around with art journals, because I think they're really a lot of fun. And yeah, if I think back to before I started art journaling myself, I really didn't know what to do and where to start. I had this feeling that it was this great big thing that I just wasn't privy to. And it was pointed out to me that an art journal is whatever you want it to be. And once I realized that, like, sat down and actually thought about it, and I went, well, yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. An art journal is what I want it to be. So therefore, that's what I ran with. And I think really that's probably the best advice I can give you, is just run with it. Just whatever you want to put in within those pages, make it yours. For now, I hope you have a great day, and I will speak to you next time.
We do have a Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/artsupplyposse, but right now it doesn't cover our expenses. So we were wondering, if we were to provide you with some PayPal details, or perhaps Buy Me a Coffee details, would you be interested in making a one-off payment to support us? In return, you'd be helping to keep the podcast going and would also get access to our bonus episodes. Let me know what you think via kim@artsupplyposse.com. or via Instagram.